kids were small, and they were everywhere. I mean, it was just like, it was a hassle to do anything. To take them anywhere, you felt like they were everywhere. And I want you to know, we were sitting there one day in church, and it was like before time, and we were getting ready. I can't remember what we were doing. And it was like all four of my heathens come in this church, and they just were just running everywhere. And I was like wigging out. I was like, oh, y'all, stop. What are we doing? Somebody can hear you. This is horrible. Sounds like somebody, and they were running, laughing. And I think Gil was underneath, and he was headed that way, and Martha was coming this way, and they were everywhere. And I thought, oh, it can't get no worse than this. This is horrible. They're probably going to ask me to leave. And I'd gone back there, and I said, in Garner, about that time, here comes Brother Clark. He's walking to the door. And I said, this is it. We got to leave. And he says, there's not a greater joy than hearing children playing and laughing in the house of God.
Amen.
And I said, oh, my. I said, you know, here, I thought I was going to get kicked out. He said, no, we're far from that. He said, they're making noise. They're being children, Michael. And he thought, come on, man. And I thought, then I felt bad. I was like, well, I guess I got on to him for nothing. I don't know. What do you do? But when you're fellowshipping like that, when you're laughing and when you're hugging somebody's neck, that's the joy of the Lord. That's exactly what we're supposed to be here for, blessing our time, our fellowship. So keep that in mind when we do those things. They're for y'all. They're for us to hug one another and let us know just how thankful you are. Maybe you miss that person. I always say the story. I never like the person who gets out the door first. And I know you're ready to go. I know you're hungry. Whatever the case may be, but maybe I didn't get to see you because I was all the way up here. Brother Alvin didn't get to see you. Whatever the case, I make it that point. So if somebody's on your heart, you go see them right there. That's what you do. Take your Bibles. Turn to Acts 2. Let's get fired up this morning because I really need to calm down because I'm already sweating. But I'm going to do my best, I promise. No promises made. John, everything's safe back there? Good deal. Thumbs up. All right, here we go. Acts 2 is where we're going to be. And I'm gonna go ahead and tell y'all this too. I'm super excited. We're actually going to be talking about giving it your absolute best this morning and being devoted to God's Word and the Scripture. Next Sunday, we will have some fill-in people coming in starting next Sunday, okay? So I won't be up here. You'll see me during announcements and all that, but we will have guest speakers, okay, for a few Sundays and throughout. We're going to just kind of see how everything lays out. Pulpit committee's happening right now. There's a lot going on. So just know, okay? Just want to bring everybody's attention. Nothing's happened. I'm right here. It's just that's what the church wanted. Anyway, we're pressing forward. Acts 2 is what I want to report it out to you today. And it's about giving your absolute best is what it's doing. And I want you to know that what I want to do is I've got a little video I want to show you this morning of something that is very powerful to me that we talked about a little bit. But what I want to do is I want to open up with the scripture for us. And I'm at Acts 2 verse 36 is where I'm at. And this is what I want to open up with. It says, therefore, let all of Israel be assured of this. God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Messiah. 37 says, when the people heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the other apostles, brothers, what shall we do? Have you ever in your life been cut to the heart? What I want you to do is think about that moment and let's open up in prayer. Lord, we love you and we thank you, God, for all the blessings that you give us, dear Lord, because we were able to get up this morning, Father God, and we were able to come into your house and we are able to sit here and fellowship with one another, Father God, and we're able to draw closer to you is what we're to do. Lord, thank you, God, for your word and that we can draw from it, dear God. Thank you, Lord, for the music that Leslie provided, Lord, that we're able to just glorify your name. God, be with us this morning, dear God, as we glorify you, Father God, through our actions, dear Lord, that when we step out of this house, Father God, we will be the representation that you need us to be. God, be with us, Lord, in our actions, our attitudes, everything. Keep your hands directly on top of us. Be with us as we look at your word, Father God. Help us to understand and help us to apply it, dear God, directly to our lives, dear Lord. Because each and every one of us in here this morning, Father, this is our day one for you. Lord, we love you and we thank you. And these things I ask in your name, amen. Miss Cheryl, will you show that video real quick? Y'all pay attention to this. And I'll comment on it right after.
So, Coach, how strong is Westview this year?
A lot stronger than we are.
You already written Friday night down as a loss, bro?
Well, not if I know we could beat them.
Come here, bro. You too, Jeremy.
What, am I in trouble now?
Not yet. I want to see you do the death crawl again, except I want to see your absolute best.
What, you want me to go to the 30?
I think you can go to the 50.
The 50? I can go to the 50 if nobody's on my back.
I think you can do it with Jeremy on your back. But even if you can, I want you to promise me you're going to do your best.
All right.
Your best.
Okay.
You going to give me your best?
I'm going to give you my best.
All right, one more thing. I want you to do it blindfolded.
Why?
Because I want you giving up at a certain point when you can go further. Get down. Jeremy, get on his back. I give a good tight hold, Jeremy. All right. Let's go, bro. Keep your knees off the ground. Just your hands and feet. There you go. A little bit left. A little bit left. There you go. Show me good effort. That way, bro. You keep coming. There you go. It's a good start. A little bit left. A little bit left. There you go, bro. Good strength. That's it, Brock. That's it.
Better than 20 yet?
Forget the 20. You give me your best. You keep going. That's it. No, don't stop, Brock. You got more in you than that.
I ain't done. Just rest in a second.
You gotta keep moving. Let's keep moving. Let's go. Don't quit till you got nothing left. There you go. Keep moving. Keep moving. Keep moving, Brock. That's it. You keep driving. Keep your knees off the ground. Keep driving. Your very best. Your very best. Your very best. Keep moving, Brock. That's it. That's it. That's it. Keep going. Don't quit on me. Keep going. Keep driving. Keep driving. Keep your knees off the ground. That's it. Your very best. Don't quit on me. Your very best. Keep driving. Keep driving. There you go. There you go. That's it. You keep driving. Keep your knees off the ground. Keep driving. Don't quit till you got nothing left. Keep moving, Brock. That's it. That's it. That's it. Keep going. I want everything you got. Come on, keep going.
It hurts.
Don't quit on me. Your very best. Keep driving. Keep driving. There you go. There you go.
He's heavy.
I know
he's
heavy.
I'm out of strength.
And you negotiate with your buddy to find more strength, but don't you give up on me, Brock. You keep going. You hear me? You keep going. You're doing good. You keep going. Do not quit on me. You keep going.
It hurts.
I know it hurts. You keep going. You keep going. It's all hard from here. 30 more steps. Keep going, Brock. Come on. Keep going.
Burn.
And let it burn.
It's burning.
It's all ours. You keep going, Brock. Come on. Come on. Keep going. You promised me your best. Your best. Don't stop. Keep going.
Too hard.
It's not too hard. You keep going. Come on, Brock. Give me more. Give me more. Keep going. 20 more steps. 20 more. Keep going, Brock. Give me your best. Don't quit. No. Keep going. Keep going. are the most influential player on this team. If you walk around defeated, so will they. Don't tell me you can't give me more than what I've been seeing. You just carried a 140-pound man across this whole field on your arms. Brock, I need you. God's gifted you with the ability of leadership. Don't waste it.
Herbs?
Can I count on you?
Yes.
Herbs?
What is it, Jeremy?
I want a 160.
So, Coach, how strong is Westview this year?
That is one of the most. That film was put out in 2006, Facing the Giants, put out by Sherwood Baptist in Georgia. One of the best scenes ever. But the whole point that lines up with today is, are you giving God your absolute best? We just saw you're so much more capable of things than what you honestly realize. And that's a lot of our message today. When they said in 36, they said, let all of Israel be assured. The people heard this, they were cut to the heart. They were cut to the heart of what the things that have happened. My question to you is, how have you been cut to the heart before? Have you ever thought about missed opportunities as being cut to the heart? Have you ever thought they were remorseful for what had happened and what they had done? They were cut, is what it says, is what the word says. When we listen to the song, I'm just a nobody trying to be somebody. Mark Hall is, and I'm hoping I'm going to get all this right, it's by Casting Crowns. Mark Hall is the lead singer of it. And he gives a testimony, is what he does, other than that song. And he tells, well, I'm just a nobody trying to be somebody. And what he tells is, he tells the most beautiful story that you can imagine. Now, we've all heard this before when we went to it. It's back in, we're looking at John the Baptist is what we're looking at. And when you think about John the Baptist and you think about everything he did, he was a nobody, but he was somebody for Jesus, is who he was. And this man we're talking about was dressed in camel hair, that it says. But even when the people came around to see him and to be baptized, they looked at him and they said, who are you? Who are you, Elijah? Man, what a compliment that you could possibly give somebody. Now, reference that to today is what you want to do, and you think about it. Well, that's like saying, who are you? Who are you, Billy Graham? Who are you, Charles Stanley? You're one of the influential ones of the season and everything. You're doing exactly what you need to do for Jesus Christ. It's amazing that they referenced him to that. And he says, and if you actually look at it, and I will real quick, I'm not going to, I just lost my page. Hold tight. He says in John 1, he says, now this was John's, you don't have to change, I'm just reading it to you real quick, I want you to see it. He says, now this was John's testimony when the Jewish leaders in Jerusalem sent priests and Levites to ask him who he was. He did not fail to confess, but confessed freely, I am not the Messiah. Then they asked him, then who are you? Are you Elijah? He said, no, I'm not. Are you the prophet? He answered, no. Finally, they said, who are you? Give us an answer to take back to those who sent us. What do you say about yourself? John replied in the words of Isaiah the prophet, I am the voice of one calling in the wilderness. Make straight the way for the Lord. And I'll tell you another thing that really jumped out to me about John. Remember when Mary and Martha first came together? You remember John jumping in the womb when he heard the sound? Man, think about that and how much he did for Jesus, and apply that to your life today. Think about that, of what else you could be doing, or what else you could do. What has God gifted you with? And when you think about that, the possibilities are endless. They truly are what he's given you. He's given you strength. Look at what my second point is. Look at it, say, pick right back up. Peter replied, the brother said, what shall we do? 38 said, Peter replied, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. And you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and for your children and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call. One of the most favorite songs I've heard is, and it's no joke, but ladies and gentlemen, there is power, wonder-working power. Well, how's the rest of that song go? In the blood of the Lamb. Because there is power, wonder-working power. Never forget that there is so much power in that blood. There's power to do more than you've ever thought you could do. And that's what's so amazing about God's gift, that we can use it. I've heard stories of each and every one of you who have been down at one time or another. But when you looked to Jesus Christ, when you looked to that saving glory, you were brought up, you were lifted up to exactly what He wants you to be. The dash in between the years, when we think about it, when we've looked back over that life, that dash represents a lot. That dash represents each and everything you did for Jesus. As a church, as an individual, who needs reaching out to this week? Who needs checking on this week? The list could go on and on. What I ask you to do is think about those things. Just like we don't want to miss those opportunities, we want to always give it our best. Look at what 40 says real quick when he says, with many other words, he warned them and he pleaded with them. You save yourselves from this corrupt generation, that you always have to be on a lookout. As I said earlier, think about it this way. Because if you think about the whole thing, if you think about the entire life, it can get really, really overwhelming. So just like they say, take things one day at a time, right? So think about this for just a second. He says, most of the people, we make a choice every day. Every day. Our attitude is the number one thing that we control, okay? That's up to us each and every day. But Sunday, today, Lord's Day, right? Amen? Amen. Y'all wake up. Come on now. But it's our day one is what it is. This is our day one. And I want each and every person to turn towards Christ on that day one. I want us each to find His will each and every week. Look for Him in all the situations. Look for Him when we're down and out, when we're stressed out, when we're burned out, when we're feeling lazy. Look for Jesus in those situations. Pull through is what I want you to do. It says, don't let a single moment define you in your life. Look beyond it and know that God has a plan for your life. Look at what he says. This is what's amazing. So we just covered 40. 41 says, those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day. Look at the first word in 41. My NIV says, those who accepted. So that means not everybody did, is what's so amazing. Not everybody accepted his message. Maybe those were the people, maybe they had something else on their mind. Maybe they didn't understand. Whatever that case may be, it kind of threw me. That kind of stopped me for a second. Because we each, when it says those, there's also another word that we use a lot too, and that's turn. Because we need to turn from sin and self, and we need to turn toward Christ. Whatever the reason, they use the word those that accepted, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day. It says, Luke 13:3 says, unless you repent, you will all perish as well. Look for the blessings each and every day. And it says, 42 says, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship and to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together, and they had everything in common. They covered one another is what they did. In each and everything, they covered one another. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. And every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. It's amazing how our children grow up. Now, Brother Alvin and I talked Wednesday night, and y'all knew it was kind of a rough day for me yesterday because we took Anna to college. And I'll be honest, he said there would be a tear in my eye, but he didn't mention any about being on my cheeks because tears were rolling down. And I admit it to you, I was upset, I really was. It kind of broke my heart when it got down to the end and everything had happened. So I'm going to read y'all something, okay, that I want to go over. And this was another lady that I got a message from. This came from Messenger this morning. And her name is Kelly Gibbs Johnson, and she actually is in Elmore County at a church over there. And one of her sons, we call them the Kyles because there's two of them, but this is Kyle G. He is up there with Anna and Anna. I know that's confusing, but Anna Farmworth, Anna Gilliard, y'all keep up with me. Got to get in my head, okay, to understand a lot of this stuff. So this is what she sent me this morning at 8:24, and I hadn't reached out or anything. She says, "Our kids are headed to church this morning together. Praise God!" And I said, "Oh, wow, they're going to church." I was like, "Yeah, I got them." We were talking about this morning because this is exciting stuff. And she said, "Kyle," this was still her talking, "Kyle was in bed last night by 10, and he said he was tired and knew he was going to church with the Annas this morning." I said, "Praise God. Anna told me they hung out when we talked yesterday." We said, "Awesome. I'm so thankful for their friendship already. This is a sweet blessing." I said, "Yes, it is. Thankful for the blessing." And then she put a smiley, laughing face down here. She said, "I told Kyle to take care of the Annas since they were in downtown Birmingham." And he said, "Yes, ma'am, I'm on it." I couldn't have been more blessed this morning is what I'm getting at, was that I looked to it and I said, "Thank you, God. Now, you tell me how blessed you were this morning, that you got out of bed, that you have ears to hear, and that you have eyes to see, and that you have hands to feel. You're blessed just to be in this room today, right? Amen?" That's exactly right, because we all got here is what we did. I was thankful. That made my heart sore this morning when I heard that. And you know what I did? When I came right in here at 10 o'clock, I took a knee right there on that first pew where Leslie's sitting. I come every Sunday morning and pray. And I pray for each and every one of y'all. And I pray for God's message that he's about to give me. And I say, "Lord, just let it go out beyond me. Prepare the way, Father God. Show me exactly what I'm supposed to do. Lead me, guide me, direct me." But you cover every person in this auditorium today. Every person in the back. Give it your absolute best. It can't be no more simpler. I guess I can do it till I'm blue in the face and think I'll do no good. But we can be just like the first church is what I'm getting at. We can be just like them is what we can do. They were together. It says, every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts. 47 says, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. They were blessed is what they were. And I bet when you think about it this morning, you can count up little grandbabies and you can count up whatever they may, and you're going to say, "I'm blessed too to be sitting in this house." We truly are. When you think about they turned toward Christ. Most of you in this morning, and I'll tell you too, this is one of the favorite things that Tanya and I like doing, and Tanya gets really into this. And y'all pray for her. She had a bad sore throat this morning, but first week on the bus, them kids are all sick. You know what I mean. They all just bring it together and share it. But when she absolutely loves, after rainstorms, we will actually drive. Sometimes we can drive, and a lot of times we don't have to go far because we can find them right in our backyard. But she loves photographing rainbows. And if you remember what that rainbow is for, that is God's promise to us. That's exactly what it is. We need to always be looking for the rainbow is what we need to be looking for in the sky. Let it remind yourself that God is right, is in control, and he has you right where he wants you. He has his hand dead on top of you is where he has it. Let him lead. Let him guide. Let him direct. Always be ready. Give it your absolute best in each and everything that you do. Let's close up this morning. Lord, we are so thankful for this day, Father God. Thankful, God, we're all so blessed to just be in your house, Lord. I pray, God, that you will be with us, Father, that as we step forward to our day ones, dear God, help us to look to you, Father God. Help us, dear God, to just do the work for you. Lord, we are all so capable, Father God. Impress on each of our hearts what we can do, dear Lord, to grow our relationships with you, Father. I pray, Lord, that you be with us. You be with us this evening as we come back for Family Fun Day. I pray, God, that you give safe travel to each and every one as they go home, dear Lord. Lord, we love you and we thank you in these things. I ask in your name.